We think we do have an exciting ELC. The theme for this year's conference is Delivering Transformation. We're at the halfway point in the Obama administration, and there are some real key issues that the government is focusing on to deliver transformation, like cloud computing, like sustainability, health IT, transparency, Web 2.0, et cetera. So this agenda that we've put together for ELC is right on the button in terms of what the federal government is focusing on every day to deliver transformation and value to citizens.
And with that in mind, I wanted to ask Ms. Conrad about the logistics and the planning, how all of that had to take place. It seems like this is something that would take a full year to get together anyway.
It does take a full year, and we've got a very, very solid group of volunteers from across industry and government who've put their thinking together to put together an agenda that is engaging, compelling, and timely. So it's been a lot of work, but a lot of fun.
And a lot of people get involved in this, too, don't they? I mean, it's not just you two.
Oh, no. It's a very large committee of both people who are responsible for every aspect of the committee. We've got a full team of experts who've put together a very, very engaging track program with tracks on health IT, sustainability, cybersecurity, and accountability governance.
And Mr. McClure, this is a program which mixes industry and government together. How do you make sure that it's okay for government in terms of the interaction and that it's all above board and kosher?
Well, it is a great blend of industry, big and small industry, and government. And it is done in an environment where the focus is on content and substance, ideas, information exchange, and collaboration in a very safe environment. So it's a great opportunity for industry and government to come together and actually talk about the real issues they're both struggling with and brainstorm during these sessions, off the record, if you will, what they are doing. And I think it's a good combination.
Historically, when you have had conferences like ELC, have you ever seen any initiatives or any movement come out of these conferences that's really affected change?
Yeah, that's a great point, Amy. One thing that we are focusing on this year for sure is that these tracks and panels have actionable outcomes. So not only do we want to discuss or talk about the things that are going on, we actually want to move this to solutions, ideas, and opportunities to collaborate going forward. So I think that will be a unique aspect of ELC, is that we will have some very actionable roll-up-your-sleeve type dynamics going on.
And Ms. Conrad, it sounds like this is something that gets pretty good buy-in from the corporation brass, because so many companies are involved and people like you spend a whole lot of time off your regular job being involved with ELC.
Absolutely. I think for the industry attendees, it's an invaluable opportunity to hear from their colleagues in government. And as Dave said, be able to focus on actionable ideas that benefit both government and industry.
We're speaking with Dave McClure, the Associate Administrator in GSA's Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies. He's the ELC Government Chair, and Kathy Conrad, Senior Vice President at Jefferson Consulting. She's the ELC Industry Chair, and it's a little bit of, well, I won't say fun and games, but there is social interaction, too. I think there's some things that happened on the Sunday before. Tell us about that, Kathy.
There are special events on Sunday morning for those of us who might enjoy getting out on the golf course or playing some tennis with our colleagues. And those are really, you know, as you say, informal opportunities to build relationship and have less formal opportunity to share ideas and chat with our colleagues.
And Dave, some of the people that are going to be there that are high level from government besides you, I think we have some pretty good contingent of senior management coming. Who are some of the highlights?
We have Shelley Metzenbaum coming to kick off our track on problem solving and governance and accountability. We have, of course, Dave Winogren there, who's the vice chair of the CIO Council. We have Richard Spires, who is taking a prominent role in the Best Practices Committee on the CIO Council. In each of the panel areas, I think we have a wide swath of government experts, recognized names that really bring some draw in terms of not only who they are, but the expertise that they bring to the discussion as well.
When it comes to the agenda and the issues and the topics that come up, did you find yourself having to change horses in midstream? Because it seems like particularly this past year, you've had a lot of initiatives that have made their way through the system, a lot of things that have been modified, a lot of things that have been pushed through that are really what people are talking about and what people are having to deal with. Did you have to make sure that the conference reflected that as you planned this?
Amy, that's a great question. This has been an evolutionary process, and one of the things we've worked hard to do is make sure that as these panels have developed, that we've adjusted them to address emerging issues and make sure that the people who are on the front lines of those issues are participating. So, for instance, in sustainability, as we've moved forward and agencies have looked toward how to implement the president's executive order on sustainability, we've ensured that, for instance, Kevin Campshore will be discussing how sustainability will be reflected in procurement practices, which is something that is just emerging right now.
I guess you could say it's testimony to how carefully you plan it that you actually turn people away now, and it's up to 800.
Yeah, there's a good mix, not only a good mix of industry and government, but we have 850 attendees, plus or minus. What's unique about it, Tom, and I think you know from being there, is that there is so much opportunity for interaction, for dialogue, and for really kind of drilling down on issues, not only in the formal sessions, but just in the dinners, the breakfasts, the informal chatting that goes on. It's a wonderful opportunity to actually interact with thought leaders and subject matter experts.